Welcome to One World, One Future, the Bite-Sized Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Nevison, and we highlight changemakers around the world who are making a difference in their community. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I am super excited that you're joining me for yet another episode. So let's get right into business. Today, I have with me Miss Bethany Moultrie joining us.
Hi.
Hi. So how are you today?
Good.
That is awesome. Well, I'm super excited to be chatting to you and having your story shared with all of my viewers and everyone else. But could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Bethany. I make Bethany's Happy Bags for the Homeless.
Awesome. And could you tell us what Bethany's Happy Bags for the Homeless are?
They're bags that have like a whole bunch of stuff. They have like a first aid kit that's homemade. They have a hand note. They have some food in them. It's a bag so they don't have to carry all the stuff.
Awesome. And I know you told us what Happy Bags are, but could you tell us why you decided to call them Happy Bags?
Because I want them to feel happy in their bag.
Awesome. I love that. So I know when we were setting up your interview, you kind of told me why you decided to create your organization. Would you be willing to share that story with the audience?
I started when I was 5 or 6, I think. And so I was driving and I saw a homeless person. I wanted to help them. And then when we got home, we started to come up with an idea.
Awesome. And was that, when you first came up with this idea, was that what Bethany's Happy Bags for the Homeless is today? Or was that something different that then grew into Bethany's Happy Bags for the Homeless?
It was different. We just used sandwich bags, not that big. And then we did have lots of stuff into it, and then we grew to, I think, a gallon-sized bag. And then we added small ones, and then it turned into big ones and more stuff.
That is so awesome. That is amazing. Congratulations. So I know you told us you started Bethany's Happy Bags for the Homeless when you were somewhere around 5 and 6. So how long does that mean you've been doing it? Because I know you're not 5 or 6 right now.
I think I was 5. That probably means I've been doing it for 2 years.
That is awesome. Congratulations. That is amazing. Round of applause, audience. You can't see it, but we're doing it over here. She is such an amazing young lady. So how many bags have you given out in these past 2 years?
So I've done a whole bunch. I won a double I did last year, which I think was something with 1,000, but I've done over 3,300 bags. Like every bag I've made, that's mostly the bags I've made.
That is incredible. Congratulations. That is, wow, awesome. I can't believe how many bags you've given out. And could you share that number one more time with the audience so they can hear that big number that you just said?
3,300 bags I've given out. Over 3,300 bags.
Wow. Audience, that is incredible. Bethany has given out so many Hope bags. That is just awesome. Round of applause. You are such an accomplished and amazing young lady. I am super excited to be talking to you. So I know you're very young, but what do you like to do in your free time? Because obviously a lot of your time does go into Bethany's Happy Bags for the Homeless.
Well, I like being outdoors and watching birds. We grow lots of plants, and so we're planning to make a pollinator garden, and so we'll spend a lot of time outside just looking at birds. I like to play in a lot of stuff outside. I like to make mud pies and stuff like that, so I have Oh, I have a whole bunch of friends, and they play outside for hours, like from 3 o'clock to dinner time.
Wow, that's awesome. So, could you share with the audience how you make mud pies? Because that's really interesting. I've never heard of making mud pies before. That sounds fun.
So, it's basically just dirt and water. And you can use, like, chalk for color. It's really fun.
That is awesome. I'm going to have to make some mud pies. That sounds really awesome. Well, so I know you told us your goals for this year with your organization, how many bags you've given out, which is incredible, and what your organization really does. But when I was looking in your bio that you sent me and on your Instagram, I saw that you have your bags packed by the kids at the Matthews Redon Center for Autism. Could you share more about that?
Matthew Redon for Autism, my brother has autism, so he goes there. They make bags. We have an Amazon wish list that makes the bags.
That is awesome. And like always, audience, I will have the Amazon wish list linked down in the description so you can go see what items are in their wish list and as well of where you can find Bethany on social medias and all of that awesome stuff, which I forgot to ask you, where can the audience find you on socials?
I think social media and Facebook.
Awesome. So I will link the Facebook and the Instagram and her Amazon wish list down below in the description so you can go check them out. Go give her a follow on Instagram, a like on Facebook, and go check out what she needs in her Amazon wish list. Because the more people we help, the better and the bigger the impact we make as a group, which is so incredible. So I know you've been doing a lot of amazing stuff for your community. Could you tell the audience why you wanted to start volunteering?
Well, I also volunteer at food pantries.
Awesome.
I have a family member that works at one in New York, and there's ones down here too.
That is awesome. I love that. And where are you located in the world?
Savannah, Georgia.
Georgia. That's awesome. I love Georgia. Georgia's so beautiful. What is your favorite thing about Georgia?
We live on a military base. They have like a humongous pool that opens every summer. I think that's my favorite part.
That is awesome. I love that. And then this is a very fun question I like to ask on every episode with everyone I interview because I like to get everyone's different answers and just see what they say about it. So that question is, if you had 10 minutes to change the world and make a difference in your community, how exactly would you spend those 10 minutes? And it can be anything you want.
Trying to make... trying to make sure there's no more homeless people on Earth. That'd be what I'm trying to do.
I love that. I love that. That's awesome. I love that answer. Alrighty, so I think that kind of wraps it up for those questions. Now we get to get into the fun part of the podcast. It's all fun, but the more fun in my opinion, which is the speed round. Dun, dun, dun! I feel like I need to have like some audio there. I'll edit that in. We're going to do that. Yeah, audience members, you're going to hear something you've never heard before. A dun, dun, dun noise. It's going to be awesome. All right, enough of me talking about random noises in my podcast. The speed round for you, Bethany, since all my audience have heard this before, but I'll sum it up kind of quickly. You have 30 seconds on the timer, and I have a list of 30 questions. You have those 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you possibly can. If you beat more than 12 questions, you get bragging rights, and there might be a sticker in the works, so you might be getting a sticker. We don't know yet. But are you ready for the speed round?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. I am going to start the timer in 3 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes.
Alrighty, starting in 3, 2, 1. Favorite color?
Teal.
Favorite animal?
Squalls.
Favorite sports team?
The Roosters.
Favorite food?
Ice cream.
Favorite vacation place?
Louis St. Simons.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Favorite word?
People.
And we have one more favorite book.
Owl Diaries.
I love it, and that is 9 questions. You did so awesome. Round of applause. That was incredible. Great job, Bethany. That was awesome. Alrighty, now with that part out and out of the way with the podcast, we get into another fun and interesting section, which nobody really knows what questions, not even me, until I look on Instagram, which I just pulled those. And that is the audience questions. Now, we did receive a big number of questions for you, and I kind of stole them for myself because I wanted to ask them to you. So some of the audience members, your questions may have already been asked and she might have already answered them, but the audience members want to know, what do you think is the most important part of Bethany's Happy Bags for the Homeless?
The most important part of the bag is... we add a little note into them, like, life is tough, but so are you, or you will never forget it with a little smiley face and stuff like that.
I love that. And then another question they ask is, how can the audience get involved?
If they go to our Amazon wishes, they could probably help by giving stuff.
Awesome. And like I said before, that Amazon wishlist will be linked down in the description, as well as her Instagram and her Facebook. So make sure to go like, follow, go check out that wishlist. And yeah, that's everything. And then my final question for you, Bethany, is there anything else that you'd like to tell the audience?
Well, no, that's probably about it.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite quote that you'd like to share?
No.
Awesome. Well, that's the end of the podcast. Thank you, listeners, for listening, tuning in. Thank you, Bethany, for joining me. I had so much fun chatting with you. I cannot wait to get this episode posted so I can hear all the amazing things the audience say about this episode, which is always amazing and always so beautiful and positive. And I hope you achieve all your goals this year for Bethany's Happy Bags for the Homeless. And like I said earlier, audience, don't forget to like, follow, check out the wish list, all linked down in the description. Bethany, do you want to say goodbye to our audience before we end off this recording?
Yes, bye.
Bye, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Once again, I'm your host, Ashley Nevison, on One World, One Future, the Bite Size Podcast. And thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to follow us on Instagram to know what's happening next.